this offseason, after having had such a strong finish personally, as opposed to the year before when, you know, you had a little bit of a fading finish and you had to really think about changing things in the offseason, and now you're coming off success. Is that different for you this offseason?
It's a little different, but not too different, because I was always confident what I could do. And, you know, I try to take it the same, just go work at it. And, you know, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. And I'm just going to try to, you know, work this offseason to get hopefully try and get stronger and, you know, get a little more power in it and try to lead the league in every category this year.
I think last year you said your leg kind of felt tired toward the end of the season, or 2 years ago, and last year felt better.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that, did you do anything differently in this offseason? Are you not kicking as much?
I haven't really kicked too much. I kicked maybe two or three times at home, and I'm gonna start kicking next week, just twice a week, just light, you know. And, you know, just try to learn from why I had success last year opposed to the year before when it wasn't as good. And just try to, you know, not over kick and just, you know, do quality reps, not a lot of quantity. And just have, you know, every time I kick, you know, I want to make everything. There shouldn't be a kick I shouldn't make. So just try to have that approach and, you know, try to improve. For, you know, last year was good. It could have been better. It could have been worse. But I want to do, you know, improve every year and do better this year.
Now, this time of year, I mean, it might not be the most fun just running and lifting all the time, but do you like being able to meet new teammates?
Yeah, it's good, you know, for a kicker and punter and snapper to be out there just to show the team that you're working just like everybody else, and just so you get the chemistry with the guys and show everybody that you're working just as hard.
Anything fun this offseason?
I bought my first house down in Florida. Yeah, no, I'm excited. And just closed on it last week. Down in Florida, Fort Myers, you know, close to family. I said, you know, try to do the usual, just, you know, take a break from the football stuff. You know, I studied the tape from the season and broke down what I could improve on. And, you know, try to do as much fishing as I could down in Florida, even though the weather wasn't that good this year. But try to do a lot of fishing and hang out with the family as much as possible.
Talk a little bit about how you improved from year one to year two. I mean, do you already have personal goals that you're hoping to take into the third year?
Right now, I haven't, like, sat down and really written down goals, you know. But every year before the season, we'll, you know, I'll meet with Coach Prefer and Coach Burns, and we'll go, and Coach McDaniels as well, and we'll go over goals, like personal goals and team goals. Like kickoff, you know, we want to have the best kickoff coverage team in the league, which I think we're first or second last year. And we want to just keep that going and try to get better at that as well. And field goals, you know, you want to be, you know, you want to make everything, but realistically, you can't make them all, but you want to be pretty close to perfect.
What is your take on the, I hate to beat the dead horse, but the overtime rules, they're talking about putting it into the regular season, not just the playoffs. What's your take from your perspective about how that's going to change things for you?
I don't know. It kind of changed it because, you know, it kind of takes kicking out of the game a little bit, you know, because if you win with a field goal, the other team has a chance to go out and kick a field goal. So to me, I don't know. I don't really have an opinion too much, but I kind of feel like it's taking kickers out of the game a little bit. So that's about it to me.
It might diminish what you guys do.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, the length of the,
mm-hmm. Because that's how a lot of kickers, that's how you make your name, is those, you know, overtime or last second field goals. And with that new rule, it's kind of, you know, you don't have as much, I don't know how to put it in words, but it kind of takes away from what you do as a kicker. So.
Yeah, if you make that, you can't really celebrate or anything.
Yeah, you make it, then you have to go kick off to the other team, and hopefully the defense holds it.
Then you can celebrate.
Yeah. So.
Mike, that catch of Ruben Garrett, what he was able to do for New Orleans.
Oh, I'm happy for him. You know, it's good for him. He did really well. He set a record in the Super Bowl, and, you know, like kicker, free agent kicker, like, you know, you have your ups and downs coming into it. And then he, I don't know if he was suspended or whatever at the beginning of the season, and then he had to sit and watch John Carney, who was a great guy to learn from. And then, you know, when he got his chance, he did awesome.
How about the kick when he, you know, put him in the
spot? Yeah, that was awesome. I was watching it with my parents at home, and we were happy for him.